Talking Blades hockey with forward Connor Mavali comes from out east, and you were just saying it's been about a year since you've been playing now with Steele County Blades, coming aboard with the team partway through the season. How are you enjoying your time here in Owatonna for this second season, Connor?
I mean, it's gone really well so far. I've got no complaints. I mean, I love my billets. I love the team. Everything's been going really well.
And you have a family connection to the team from before, right? Was it your brother that played here?
Yeah, it's Justin.
Okay.
I'm sure he's probably done plenty of these radio interviews, too. So.
Sure, absolutely. And so that's kind of what made the connection a little bit to you for the team and everything?
Yeah, it made it a lot easier. That's kind of the that kind of bodes well for me, too. Like, if Nick has a problem with me and I'm not aware of it, he can either go to me directly or he can go to my brother, and my brother, you know, can tell me to cut it out. So it goes pretty well.
Yeah. Have you guys, you and your brother, then, have you ever played together on a team? Or what's kind of your hockey relationship like?
I mean, over the summer, it's really the only time we'll have ever played together is usually men's league.
Okay.
We haven't played formally together. We practice over the summer a lot, but I mean, that's about it.
Okay. It's been a nice season for the Steele County Blades, and you're having a good first half of the season here as well. What are some reasons why do you think the Blades are having a good season?
Everybody's bought in to the team. Everybody's bought into the program. Everybody respects one another. Everybody loves the coaching staff, too. It's kind of like they're still one of the players, so everybody still listens to them because, you know, they have past junior hockey experience. Both of them playing for Steele County. I mean, our goaltender, Snyder, has been having a great year so far. Our offense, you know, you got Charlie Smith, he's having a really good year. You know, defensive-wise, you got Axel, he's having a really good year. You know, everybody's clicking really well. So that's one of the keys to success for this team so far.
When you look forward on what's upcoming, the team right around the middle of the standings, you know, fighting for a home playoff spot and things like that, is there anything that come to mind as certain keys down the stretch for the balance of the season for the team to have a good, strong finish?
Well, we've got a whole season series to play with the Mullets, and
okay.
That'll be a good test for us because they're right below us in the standings, I believe. So we out-battle them. And, you know, we have to go back. We have to travel to Wisconsin Rapids. We've split so far with them. I see it as we sweep the Mullets, and if we do well in Wisconsin Rapids, we should be able to bounce our way back up to where we were, you know, in the middle and before the middle of the season. Like, we were going to the October showcase first in the standings in our division. I think we can get back there before the end of the year.
All right. Referencing the Mullets, of course, is very appropriate right now. There's a Friday night game against the Minnesota team at Four Seasons, and on Sunday the 23rd, the Blades will play the Mullets outside over at MSU Mankato. What are your thoughts about playing an outdoor hockey game here in Minnesota?
Well, I've never played an outdoor game before, so that's going to be something to look forward to. The only concern I really have is I'm kind of looking at like maybe getting like a scuba suit or something to keep me warm because I know it's going to be super cold out there. So,
hopefully it doesn't get back to be as cold as it was not too many days ago. But is that something that you guys have talked about in the locker room a little bit? Just strategies to stay warm for the outdoor game?
Yeah, there's been some talks. There's been like hoodies underneath and you know, long johns, stuff like that. Goalies talking about wearing hats, all the typical stuff. So that's one thing to keep in mind.
Okay. With the team having a little bit of time off over the holidays, Connor, what did you do to maybe get away from the game, or what did you do while you were away from the team, maybe at home out east?
Well, I went down, saw family in South Carolina. We had a whole family vacation, spent Christmas there, spent New Year's there. I skated twice before Christmas, and then I kind of just, you know, I relaxed. I saw my brother, saw cousins I hadn't seen since I was little. You know, it was kind of relaxing, you know. Took my mind off. Going into the next half of the hockey season, it was a good recharge. That's a good way to put it.
Great. And Connor, based on your age, do you have more junior hockey after this season?
I plan on it.
Okay. So you don't age out then here at the end of the season?
No. I've got a good 3 years left.
3 years left after this season?
After this season.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you've got some time. Where ultimately are you hoping to end up? What kind of long-term career goals would you state right now?
Well, it depends on how this season goes, or at least the end of the season goes. It's been going really well for me so far. So I'm hopefully I'll move on to a team in the NCDC or NA or even go to Canada if I have to. But if not, I know Nick will always take me. There's always a good chance I come back here, and I have no objections to it. So.
All right.
Well, great, Connor. It's been fun watching you play so far. We look forward to a strong end to this season here, and see what the future holds for you as well. Connor, thanks for the time.
All right. Thank you for interviewing me.